The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that one is required to wash Netilas Yadayim for a davar shetibula b'mashke, which literally means a food that one dips in liquid. But lav dafka dips, any food which is wet that a person eats, one would be required to wash Netilas Yadayim according to this. So for example, if a person not only would dip, but let's say a person would wash a pear before eating it, then it's still wet if it's not dried yet. So then, according to this, one would have to wash Netilas Yadayim before eating it. Is this something which is applicable halacha lemaisa, and what is the basis of this statement? So most Rishonim understood that this is a takana derabanan, parallel to the takana of Netilas Yadayim before washing bread. That just as Chazal or Mesakin Netilas Yadayim before eating bread, either based on a zecher to the halachos of truma or based on cleanliness, so they were not gozer that a person has to wash Netilas Yadayim before eating any food, but before eating bread or before eating a davar shetibula b'mashke, any food which is wet, they made the same takana, and therefore this takana exists. One would make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim just as one does before eating bread. There is an opinion in the Rishonim, and Tosus there on that Gemara disagrees and claims that this was not a formal takana derabbanan at all. It is simply a practical piece of advice that if a person's hands are sheni l'tumah, if a person would thereby touch the food, so if it's chulin, if it's not shumar or hektesh, it would not become tameh. But if there is liquid, then one would in fact cause the liquid to become a rishon l'tumah, even though his hands are only a sheni l'tumah, and that would then be mitameh the food, even if it's chulin. And if you eat food or drink which is tameh, then you become disqualified from eating truma until you go to the mikvah. So if you don't want to be disqualified from eating truma, you have to wash your hands. So says Tosfos. But it's not a formal din derabanan at all. Therefore, there's no brach v'antilas yadayim. And more significantly, Tosfos says it doesn't apply at all bizman hazeh. Nobody's eating truma anyway bizman hazeh. We're not makbid to eat all our food and drink all our drinks only when they're tar. Everything we have is basically tameh anyway. So therefore, Tosfos says this does not apply bizman hazeh. How do we paskin la halacha? So in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're eating food which is wet, the davar shetibula b'mashke, one should wash without a bracha. So it takes into account the opinion of Tosfos, not to make the bracha, but he says one should wash before eating the davar shetibula b'mashke. The Magen Avraham quotes that the minhag olam is not to do so. People just are not makbid about this. And the Magen Avraham says, yesh al mi lismach, the opinion of Tosfos, and he seems to justify the practice, which is that people do not wash for davar shetibul b'mashke. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that many achram were very machmir. The Gra thought we should even make a bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation is like the Shulchan Aruch that one should wash before davar shetibul b'mashke. So, practically speaking, most people even nowadays are not machmir about this. V'yesh lam al mi lismach, certainly. However, a recommended hakpada, the Mishnah Berurah writes like the Shulchan Aruch that one should wash before a davar shetibul b'mashke. Just a few details about what's included in this. So first of all, this gzera, this or whatever you call it, is only applicable when it comes to the seven halachically recognized mashkin, the seven halachically recognized liquids. So, for example, a person will dip an Oreo cookie in milk. Milk is one of the seven halachically recognized liquids. If a person is makbid on davar shetibul b'mashkin, one would have to wash before doing so. On the other hand, if a person, someone told me they dip things in orange juice. Orange juice is not one of the halakhically recognized liquids. That's not considered a mashke. So one would be exempt, assuming it's real orange juice as opposed to a water-based orange-flavored drink. If it's real orange juice, that's not one of the seven halakhically recognized liquids. Next point, the Mishnah Berurah writes that the whole concern is that that maybe your hands will touch the mashke. So therefore, if it's a food that people eat and nobody ever touches the liquid, for example, it's a food that people traditionally eat with utensils, like soup. So you eat the vegetables are very wet, but people eat it with a spoon. So therefore, there would be no requirement of washing for the davar shetibul b'mashke, as long as it's a food that most people eat with utensils. Even if you're going to dip your hands into the soup, you would not be chayiv to wash. How far do you take this? So I think in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, he writes, or he justifies the idea that if you're going to go ahead, let's say, dip a pastry into tea or coffee, that people are very careful not to get their hands wet, so he thinks you wouldn't be chayiv. Whereas I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he assumes for sure one would be chayiv. In that case, you're dipping it in. It's not like you're using utensils. So he assumes then one would be chayiv for the davar shetibul b'mashke. Poskim do write that, if we're going to say Pesukei Teshuvos, for example, that any halacha for Netilas Yadayim for bread, where we make your adin hold one thing, but the practice, the recommended, the common practice is to be more machmir, so you don't have to be machmir for a darash atil bul b'mashke. So, for example, if you pour a revius on your hand at one time, that really is enough. You don't have to pour a second time. Or Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, if a person wears rings that he usually doesn't take off, you wouldn't have to take off the rings for washing for a darash atil bul b'mashke, etc. So, again, interesting, important concept just to be aware of. Darash atil bul b'mashke. Have a wonderful day. And please do stack a few chairs on your way out to breakfast.